Hello, friends. Okay, today we're getting into some sales talk because it's all well and good to have a group and to talk about growing it and to talk about how to get more people talking. But as business owners, our groups also need to be profitable, right? It's a big part of that Facebook group journey to actually have your group make money for you. It's like there's no point putting all of this time and effort into growing your group and to getting more engagement from a business perspective if it's not going to actually pay off and start paying you. So let's talk about four ways that you can actually use your group to make money. Some of these you've probably heard of before. Some of these hopefully are new ideas for you and you can see if they will work for you in your business. So let's get into these four ways to make some money in your Facebook group this year. This is Simple Facebook Group Strategy with me, Sarah Beisel. Do you want to know how to set up and optimize your Facebook group? Do you need a content strategy you can actually stick to? Are you wondering how to get new members into your group every single week? Then you, my friend, are in the right place. Over the last 3 years, I've developed simple strategies for optimization, growth, and engagement so you can create a Facebook group that actually supports your business. I grew my group from 0 to 1,500 members on my own, and I make consistent sales every single month without showing up anywhere else on social media. And I did all of this in less than 30 minutes per day. I believe that when we pour into our community strategically, we pave the way for the kind of relationships that turn into paying customers. So if you're ready to start your Facebook group, create an engagement strategy, and develop a growth plan so you can finally have the foundations to market your business successfully, grab a coffee and pull up a chair. Let's do this. I know God's put it on your heart to build an online community, but you're worried you don't have enough time. I mean, isn't it a lot of work to manage a Facebook group, engage with everyone, and find new people to join? Well, I managed to grow my group to 1,000 members, and I have a 400% engagement rate, and it takes me less than 30 minutes per day. The strategies I use are so simple, and I'm teaching you every single step inside of Facebook group foundations. You don't need to spend hours every day to create a thriving community. When you follow my plan, you'll only need 15 to 30 minutes each day to do everything you need to do. Join us inside Facebook group foundations and get my simple growth and engagement strategies to create a thriving Facebook group. Go to sarahbeisel.com/facebookgroupfoundations. That's sarahbeisel.com/facebookgroupfoundations. Let's do this together. Let's get into these ways that you can start monetizing your group, start to make money. The first one, you've probably heard of it before. This is not going to be super groundbreaking, but the first thing is to actually sell your offer, whether that's a course, whether that's your one-on-one coaching, whether you're a service provider, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you make money from in your group or in your business, actually sell it in your group. Now, the reason I even put this on the list, because I debated not even having this on the list and just having it be three things, but it bears repeating, you actually do need to go and sell your group or sell your offers in your group. I made the mistake of like just forgetting to sell stuff in my group for like 2 months or 3 months or something like that. I don't remember, but it was a long time and I didn't post any free offers, so my email list wasn't growing, and I was like, why is nobody joining my email list? Why is nobody buying anything from me? And I went back and looked at my analytics and I was like, wait, I didn't sell anything. Like, none of this content is selling anything. Like, what on earth am I doing? So I put it in this list because you can absolutely make money by selling your offers, but you actually need to go and do the work and sell your offers. Like, put it in the content, put it in your freebies, do your, like, stick to your email marketing schedules. Like, actually sell your course and tell people to work with you and tell people to buy, because if you don't do it, they are not going to go out of their way to do it themselves. They're not going to look you up. They're not going to put in the extra time and effort to figure out what you're selling and why and all the things. Like, just tell people what you're selling and why it's going to matter to them and what difference it's going to make in their lives, and then actually go sell it. So I put this on the list, number one, because although, yes, it's super obvious, obviously you can make money by running your business and doing the things, duh, but actually do it. Don't let yourself, don't be me, don't forget. Don't just let like 3 months go by where you don't sell anything because you forgot or were like trying some like 3D chess strategy where you're not selling, but you're selling. No, like actually go out there and sell your offers and make sure that you're promoting yourself in a way that feels good to you. And I say that with a pinch of salt, like what feels good to you, you're going to have to push your comfort zone a little bit. It may not feel good to you to sell, so you don't want to, but you're in business, you have to sell. So let's get over that roadblock, push yourself out of your comfort zone and actually go sell your offers so that you can make some money and stop being stressed about the finances. Because I know that that's a rough place to be in. So get yourself some confidence. And the only way you're going to do that is by practicing. So go put it out there. If you've never sold your offer before, I want you to take a deep breath and just go put it out there today. It doesn't need to be fancy. It doesn't need to be some like extravagant piece of copy. You can just like do a little post that's like, hey, did you know that you can work with me to do XYZ? And then, you know, comment below if you want to learn more. Something like, it can be something super simple like that. It doesn't need to be anything long, but I want you to go post about your offer today, especially if you've never done that before. Go sell it. Just go talk about it. Go put it out there so that people know what it is that you do and how they can work with you. So that's the first way that you can make money from your group, is actually sell the things that you've got in your business. Okay. Second way that you can make money is you could choose to host a challenge. Now, I just ran a free challenge. Now, there were ways that I could have monetized that if I wanted to. I chose not to because I didn't want to strategically, but you could do a paid challenge. You could do a free challenge and then just do step number one, which is sell your course or your coaching or whatever it is at the end of the challenge. You can do that. But hosting a challenge can be a fun way to make money. You could make it super low ticket. Like if you were going to do a longer challenge, like let's say you're a fitness instructor and you wanted to do like, you know, 30-day spring break swimsuit challenge or whatever, I don't know, then you could do like you're hosting it for 30 days. You could sell it for like $20 or whatever, and it's not a ton of money, but it gives you a little injection. And if you get enough people signing up, then it can add up to something more substantial. And of course, you're going to be promoting your main offers through the challenge anyway, so you'll probably get some people come to join you in your longer coaching or your bigger programs or whatever else it is that you've got in your business. But challenges can be a really fun way to engage some of the people in your group that maybe aren't ready to commit to a full commitment with working with you, but they'd sign up for something for a week or a day or a month or whatever it is. So hosting a challenge can be a creative way to boost your money, boost your income in a way that is really fun for your group. It bonds them, it brings people together, and it's something that can give people like a step into working with you if they kind of need that little step. If going from zero to all the way working with you is too much, then something like a challenge can be a really, really fun way to do that. And you could host that right inside your group. You could host it, if you're gonna make it a paid group, a paid challenge, then I would host it elsewhere so that, you know, people that are not paying you aren't accessing that content. I've got a whole episode on that, actually, on the differences between whether you'd want a free group or a pop-up group or a paid group. You can go find that at episode 112 is the episode on whether you would want a free or a pop-up group or all the things. So if you're thinking about hosting a challenge or something, go listen to that episode. It'll give you some really good insight into the type of setup that would work for you. But yeah, challenges are a lot of fun. They are a lot of work, but they're a lot of fun. So think about it and see if that's a good way for you to make some money in your group this year. The third thing that you could choose to do is very similar to the first one. You could promote a workshop. So like a challenge, but workshops tend to just be, you know, an hour, or, you know, maybe you want to do an afternoon, like a day-long workshop, those kinds of things. But most of the time you're going to have workshops be paid because they're going to be on Zoom. And it's a really great way, like I said, with very similar to the challenge, it's a good way to just boost your income. It's a small cash injection. If you're, you know, feeling a little bit stressed because you've not made a lot of sales, then it's a good way to just boost that revenue. So you're, you know, covering your bills, you're feeling a little bit better about yourself. Now, a caveat, I don't want you to make decisions from being stressed. Don't make decisions out of fear. That's not a good place to be in your business. Trust that the income will come in and the bills will be paid and, you know, the revenue will come, but it will only come when you're making good strategic decisions, not just throwing things together because you're afraid. Because trust me, I have been there. I have done that. It doesn't often work out. Maybe you'll make a little bit of money, then you're more stressed in the long run. So, with these ideas, like, don't just throw them all together and hope for the best. Like, do the things here strategically that make sense for you, that you really want to do, that you're interested in doing or you're excited about. Don't just do them because you think that they're going to work or because you think that they're going to make money. You need to do everything intentionally and strategically and for the things that make sense for you and for your purchasers, your audience, right? So slight side note there to interrupt myself, but it's really important that you don't just do these things because you're scared that you have no money or it's getting towards the end of the month and you haven't made money yet and you're just like, oh, I'll just throw a workshop out next week. Like, no, you want to give yourself the time to promote it, to actually get people to sign up and all of the things, right? So anyway, slight interruption there, but it's really important. So yeah, that's the third one, promoting a workshop. Now, you could do a joint workshop with someone else and tap into someone else's audiences and share the revenue. If you could just do it on your own, like, there's lots of ways that you can do workshops. You can do, again, you could do a workshop series. You could do just a once-off thing. And again, make sure that you're selling your offers. Come back to that point number one. All of these things come back to point number one, where you're going to be selling your main offer throughout all of these smaller ways as well. But you really want to make sure that, especially with workshops and challenges, that you do actually sell your offer at the end, because it's really important to let people know that they can work with you in a higher capacity or for a longer length of time or whatever it is. So make sure that you're doing that through your challenges and workshops and all of the things. Okay, last idea for you. Fourth way that you could make some money in your Facebook group is you could offer mini coaching sessions. So whether you are a coach or not, sometimes it's people just have questions. Sometimes people just want a quick consultation to kind of sense check things. Like, maybe they don't want to commit completely to the done with you or the done for you service that you have, but maybe they just want to pick your brain on a couple of points here and there. So you could offer, for permanently or just as a limited time, you could offer little coaching sessions. Now, I use the word mini because maybe you want to do quick, you know, 15 minute sessions or 30 minute sessions. Maybe you do want to do a full hour length thing, depending on, you know, what works for you. Obviously, you would charge accordingly, depending on how long the sessions are. But it can be, if you don't regularly do coaching as part of your business model, it could be a good way to catch some of those people that maybe don't want to or aren't able to commit to the full service, but have a few questions and they need a little bit of support to kind of get them over their first hurdle so that they can then start making the income that they need, that they can then just pay you to do the thing that they're trying to do all the way, right? I think that it can be a really, really helpful thing to do. And I don't do this often now because my time is super limited, but I used to do little like mini coaching sessions quite frequently. And they were always really popular with the people that signed up for them. They really enjoyed just getting to pick my brain for 30 minutes or an hour, or however long I had those sessions for, to work on, you know, whatever aspect it was. We worked on so many different things, like marketing strategies, different, like how to find clients. We've worked on, you know, podcast descriptions and email marketing. Like, it's been quite a variety of things with my copywriting background. Now, most of the time I just do my strategy sessions or my Facebook group audits or strategy sessions within my Facebook group. But you can, you know, it's coaching. You can kind of make that look however you want to look. So if coaching is not something that you regularly do, it could be a way to just give yourself a small injection if you've got the time. So that's something to think about if you hadn't considered that before. I think that that's quite an interesting way to make some money if you want to. Don't feel like you have to. Not everybody wants to do coaching like that. But one-off sessions every now and again can be a good way to boost your income and catch some of those people that maybe wouldn't work with you otherwise, but would happily pay for an hour to pick your brain. So let's go back over these four different ways that you can make some money in your group. Your challenge is to go start doing one of these things. If you're not doing any of them, go pick one and do it. So the first one is to actually remember to sell your offer in your group all of the time, every single day, every single week, every single month. Like, sell your offer all of the times, all of the ways. Second way is to host a challenge within your group, whether that's a day, a week, a month, however long you want that to be, host a challenge, and you can make that free or paid. But just make sure you're selling your offer regardless. Way number three is you can promote a workshop and get people to sign up to do, you know, a little mini workshop session on a particular topic. And then the last thing that you could do is you could offer mini coaching sessions or one-off coaching sessions to catch those people that maybe aren't ready or able to commit to your full offer, but just want to sit down with you for 30 minutes or an hour to pick your brain on something. So I hope that gives you some ideas if you were like scratching your head and trying to figure out like, how are you actually going to start monetizing this thing? Those are some ideas for you to go away and do whatever one feels the most exciting to you and just go for it. Just be confident, fail forwards, fumble through the mess. You're not going to make any money until you start actually trying to sell. And once you start trying to sell, you can start selling better. So just get started. It will get better with time and practice and some help. So best of luck. I hope that you go do some sales, go do some selling and make some sales. And I hope you have a lovely rest of your week and we'll see you back for the next episode. Hey friend, if you loved today's episode, I want to hear about it. Let's continue the discussion in my free Facebook group. Go to sarahbeisel.com/community and tell me what you thought. I would also love it if you took 30 seconds to leave me a review. Reviews help other people just like you find the show so they can create thriving Facebook groups too. It's time for me to reheat my coffee and head inside my group. I'll see you there or back here for the next episode.